IsabellaValentine.com presents Skeptical Slave. Hello there. Before we begin, it is essential that you have a piece of paper and something to write with. It can be a pen, a pencil, a marker, a crayon, it really doesn't matter, as long as you have a large enough sheet of paper for writing. I'll explain why you need this a little later on, but for now, go ahead and pause this recording if you need to get prepared. Fabulous. Let me introduce myself. I'm Isabella Valentine. Perhaps you're already familiar with my work, or perhaps your curiosity led you here because hypnosis fascinates you. Maybe you've listened to some or all of my recordings, or maybe this might be your first one. Maybe a video led you to me. It really doesn't matter how you found me, because everything prior to now has simply been a roadmap. You've now reached your destination, and from here on out, your fantasies and ambitions will only intensify. If you could have the best hypnotic experience possible, what would it involve? And if you can let someone hypnotize you, would you really be willing to let them? I've been professionally hypnotizing people for several years, and one of the common questions I'm always asked is, how hypnotizable are you, Isabella? Now, I'm about to let you in on a little secret I probably shouldn't admit. It's not something I'm proud of, but sometimes I have trouble trusting people. The less I trust people, the more difficult it is for me to become hypnotized. And the thing is, people always say that a hypnotist is one of the easiest subjects to be hypnotized because they know which attitude they should have coming into it. I've listened to over 20 hypnotists, mostly for medical things like weight loss or relaxation or for whatever reason. But the problem I have with hypnosis is that it requires trusting the person speaking to me. That's easier said than done, isn't it? After all, any person in the world could say, "Listen to me and obey," and it doesn't necessarily make you want to open up to them, right? And take me, for example. You know me as Isabella Valentine, who people claim is addictive and at times even has evil intentions. Why would anyone in their right mind want to be hypnotized by someone who people say is addictive? The last thing I would want is to be controlled by someone, because that would mean someone else has power over me. But then again, I'm a dominant woman, so that's kind of expected for me, isn't it? So the question you need to ask yourself is this: do you want to be submissive to a dominant woman? And if you do, what would be the ultimate scenario where you give up all your power to her? I can only assume that since you're listening to this, that perhaps you've listened to different MP3s or watched hypnotic videos. If you have, then you may be well aware that I enjoy tricking people, because some of my descriptions state that. Some of my recordings were designed to hypnotize people to buy me gifts or send money. I mean, that's pretty unethical, right? So the question you have to ask yourself is, are you willing to trust me? Now. Maybe right now you're not sure if you trust me. The thing is, I completely understand. I'm not so sure I'd trust me either, to tell you the truth. And a part of me thinks I'd trust me even less, simply because I'm talking about trust right now. I mean, I've been described as unethical, addictive, egotistical, and even mischievous. I suppose all of that can be debated, because I've also been described as ethical, honest, humble, charitable, and even sweet. How's that for describing someone? How can someone be ethical and unethical? Isn't that an oxymoron? I mean, I would assume that a person can only be one or the other, but certainly not both. I may be a lot of things, but one thing I am is honest. I feel most comfortable when I am honest with others as well as honest with myself. My life is an open book. You may know this just by reading my daily journal or reading about events in my life. Whether discussing the good or the bad, it's very honest. And I give you my word that if you trust me in this recording, I will make you feel wonderful. I'm actually like you in a lot of ways. I mean, I like being hypnotized every now and then, but it has to be by the right person. Usually when people find a hypnotist they connect with, they tend to build a bond together, and it builds a loyal trust relationship. And research shows that hypnosis sessions are more effective when a subject trusts his or her hypnotist, because it makes them that much more willing to be hypnotized. How wonderful do you think you'd be able to feel if you were to trust me? So let's assume for a moment that you are here because you have a submissive side you want to explore. And since I'm a dominant hypnotist who loves to control the human mind and body to bring you pleasure, let's also assume for a moment that you trust me. After all, it's easy to assume because it lets your mind wonder and imagine. And while you're assuming, can I ask you a personal question? If you trust me, and I make you feel completely at ease with my intentions and your outcome, do you think you'd have a better chance of being hypnotized? Of course you will. Anyone will. I know I would. After all, trust is the key factor in hypnosis because you're allowing someone else in your head. That's pretty serious. William Birnbach once said, "The truth isn't the truth until people believe you." And they can't believe you if they don't know what you are saying. And they can't know what you are saying if they don't listen to you. And they won't listen to you if you're not interesting. And you won't be interesting until you say things imaginatively, originally, and freshly. So I ask you to believe this truth. My intentions within this recording are purely innocent, and my only goal is to open your mind to the possibility of submitting to me. Nothing more and nothing less. I will not ask you for more money, or buy me gifts, leave your family, or sacrifice your soul. At least, not in this recording. One thing I cannot guarantee, though, is addiction. Whether or not you become addicted to me is completely up to you. It's true that I like it when submissives and slaves are addicted to me. In fact, it really turns me on. But that's not why I brought you here. I'm a student majoring in psychology, and my goal is to become a sex therapist. So it only helps me to be honest with you and disclose my intentions. This MP3 is a private experiment to see how willing you are to trust me, even though it has been revealed that some of my other MP3s have evil intentions. I've stated for the record that this MP3 is purely innocent. I've also asked you to trust me. Trusting someone seems fairly easy when you think about it. However, anyone can believe they trust someone and not necessarily mean it. Part of this experiment will show not only how capable you are of being hypnotized, but how far you're willing to go to prove to yourself that you trust me. Will you be a part of my experiment? I'd really like you to participate because it will help my research. I hope that one day the results of this will be published in one of my books. If you're willing to play along and willing to trust me, then say out loud, "I trust you, Isabella." I hope you said it out loud and not just said it to yourself in your head because it messes up the experiment. I'll ask you to say it again in a moment, but I need you to say it differently. Pretend you're trying to convince me that it's true. Research shows that when a person says a belief out loud, they tend to stick by their belief even when faced with evidence of the contrary. So if you would, say, "I trust you, Isabella," but say it as convincingly as you can. Good. Say it one more time, but this time convince yourself. Fantastic. Now that you trust me, you'll experience deep hypnosis, which is why you're here, right? And if you experience deep hypnosis, you will feel a strong bond to me, right? It's okay if you ask yourself the questions before answering, but just remember that I'm only here to guide you into hypnosis, and tricking you doesn't really benefit me here. It's true that if you want to have a strong bond to me, you may become loyal or loving to me. The more loyal or loving you are to me, the more willing you are to submit, right? Do you want to submit to me? If you answered yes, then your mind has already accepted the fact you want to be submissive and are willing to trust me. If you answered no, then you need to remind yourself why you're here. After all, you know I'm a dominant woman offering an MP3 for people who want to experience submission, right? So for the purpose of this experiment, I'd like you to let your guard down for the duration of this recording. You're welcome to put your guard back up as soon as the MP3 ends, but for now, I'd like you to imagine that if you could see, hear, or feel an invisible wall around your mind, go ahead and let it disappear. You can tear it down or dissolve it or clear it away, whatever works best for you. I want you to submit to me, because as you begin to trust me, you will easily find that you are in good hands. Go ahead and grab your paper and pen. Your first instruction is to write a lowercase I on the paper. This represents you. It's lowercase, which means that it is lower than me, just as a proper submissive should be. This is your place, a tiny little I. Next to it, write the word trust in lowercase letters. T-R-U-S-T. Then write the word you, capital Y, lowercase O-U. Then draw a comma after the word you. Now write my name, Isabella, capital I, lowercase S-A-B-E-L-L-A. Now scribble three lines under my name. Read the words you have written out loud. I trust you, Isabella. Say it again. Good. Now write a different phrase under this. This time write, I submit to you, Isabella. Make sure you lowercase the I and uppercase Isabella. Then draw three lines under the word submit. As soon as you've done that, say it out loud. I submit to you, Isabella. Under this phrase, I want you to write a lowercase I, then the word let, L-E-T, then the word my, make sure it's lowercase, M-Y. Then the word guard, G-U-A-R-D. Then the word down, D-O-W-N. Draw a comma. Now write my name again, Isabella, capital I-S-A-B-E-L-L-A. Make sure you uppercase the I in Isabella. When you're done with that phrase, draw three arrows pointing face down so that it actually covers the word down. Now read the phrase out loud twice, but make sure the second time is said more convincingly than the first. I've let my guard down, Isabella. I let my guard down, Isabella. Are you ready to have some fun now? On the left-hand side of the paper, I want you to draw a stick figure representing me. It can be just a circle and some lines. It really doesn't matter, but make sure I'm fairly tall and standing up. Give me a pair of shoes, too. Then write the word Isabella over what you've drawn. Very good. Beside my feet, you will draw a very special figure representing you kneeling beside my feet. You can draw it yourself the way you like, or you can do it this way. Draw a circle for a head. Now put your pen on the right side of the head, right in the middle, and draw a line slowly slanting upwards so that it's about an inch or two. Great. Now go back and find the middle of the line and draw downwards until it reaches the same level as the circle. Then draw five little lines at the edge that it looks like five little fingers. Now put your pen at the edge of the top line on the far right. You're doing so well. Draw a line slanting downwards to the right and stop when it reaches the same level as the circle and the other line. Good. Now draw a line directly from that spot to your right for about an inch or two. Good. Your drawing is almost finished. Notice how it looks like your head is bowing and your butt is in the air and you're on your knees. Just give yourself some toes. Wonderful. This drawing may seem like it's just a couple stick figures, but it's much more than that. This is a representation of what your subconscious is craving. How fascinating is that? The deep inner workings of your mind are aroused at the idea of kneeling and submitting to a controlling mistress. And the fact that you realize this only means that you also crave being at the hand of a disciplinarian, but not necessarily a tyrant, just someone who takes your mind and twists and turns it and has fun turning your brain into body butter. All servants, slaves, and submissives know their proper place is on their knees. It's a sign of respect and obedience. Lie back if you can, or if you're in a chair, that's okay too. Try to lean back in the chair and put the paper either on your chest or on your lap. Wherever you like is fine. If you'd rather have a more thrilling experience, you can kneel down on the floor and submit to me that way if you wish, and place the paper on the floor in front of your face. And since you trust me, I ask you to ignore anything else going on at the moment and close your eyes. All I want you to do is focus on what you've drawn on that piece of paper. Think about the words you wrote. Visualize what you drew. Try to remember the sound of the writing utensil flowing over the paper as you realized what you were writing. Recall the passion you had as you felt yourself giving in to the submissive feeling of letting my words guide your pen over the page. If you wrote anything on the paper, it means you were already hypnotized. If you said anything out loud, it means you're already hypnotized. If you drew the stick figures, whether they look sloppy or good, it doesn't matter. It simply means you did well at following instructions and are an excellent subject to experience deep trance to a mistress. You should feel rather proud of yourself. You've done what most people try so hard to do with no success, and you've done it so easily. Following instructions is often the hardest part, so I thank you for trusting me. As your eyes close, imagine your eyelids glued down to your face. Close them so tightly that no matter how hard you try to open them, they simply will not. Keep in mind that I'm not telling you they won't open. I'm giving you a command to close them so tightly that no matter how hard you try to open them, they simply will not. If you'd like, test your eyes and tug at them a few times to make sure they won't open. This shows your ability in following instructions as well as trusting me. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And again, in through your nose and out through your mouth. It's so relaxing to just breathe, isn't it? And again, relax. Whenever I say the word hypnosis, I want you to pretend that I'm hypnotizing you and it's really working. After all, it's easy to play pretend, isn't it? And whenever I say the word submit, I want you to imagine how wonderful it would be if you were to submit to me. You can visualize submitting if you want. Maybe it's something you see with your eyes, like kneeling or looking at my feet, or maybe it's simply looking into my eyes. Whatever makes you feel the most comfortable to submit, then feel free to do it. Perhaps it might be easier to imagine hearing yourself submit Maybe hearing my voice telling you to obey, or perhaps hearing yourself say, "Yes, mistress," because you feel obedient than simply visualizing it. So if I say submit, feel free to say, "Yes, mistress." Or maybe when I say submit, you feel an unexplainable feeling come over your body that you can't explain. A feeling of servitude or devotion, whatever feeling you get is perfectly acceptable, as long as you feel complete submission when I say the word submit. So whether you see it, hear it, or feel it, let your body go with it. After all, you have let your guard down, haven't you? Right now, with your eyes closed, perhaps you are aware of where your paper is located because you've placed it in front of you or on your lap or on your chest. Maybe you can feel the paper. But assuming that you cannot see, feel, hear, taste, or smell your paper right now, how can you be positive you know where it is? After all, don't you need all five senses to prove to your mind that it exists? Fortunately, your subconscious mind remembers where it put the paper, and therefore your conscious mind believes it, relies on it, and depends on decisions and memories that your subconscious mind creates. Right now, your subconscious mind has made an effort to trust me because it wants to submit to me, hasn't it? And it feels good to submit because it's beautiful and breathtaking to submit to my hypnosis. And yet, how can you be sure you're even being hypnotized since you can't see me or feel me or smell me or taste me right now? All you have are my words, my soft, soothing, hypnotic words, which are gently leading your mind in the right direction. I'm leading you to servitude and submission because this is how I love controlling your mind. Submit to me and I will give you pleasure. Submit to me and I will give you pleasure. You do want pleasure, don't you? I doubt my words are arousing you right now, although they certainly could if your genitals had the ability to listen and respond to my voice. If you were naked and your body could speak to me, what would it say? How wonderful do you think you would feel if you were completely submissive? What would have to happen so your body knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is owned and controlled? Maybe you want to make sure that your legs are unable to move. If that's the case, then go ahead. Try to move your legs in the hypnotic quicksand. They've become so heavy that the more you try to move them, the more you realize how stuck they've become. The more you try to move your legs, the deeper they get pulled down into quicksand. You're smart. You know how quicksand works because the more you struggle, the more stuck you get. Except in this hypnotic quicksand, you are perfectly safe and only enter the quicksand to show how submissive you are to my hypnotic words. My hypnotic quicksand. Quicksand hypnosis. You feel my quicksand hypnosis taking over your legs. It covers and cloaks your legs with the powerful effect of my words. The strength of my commands pulls you deeper and deeper into hypnosis, and it makes you want to submit even more and more to me. It would be silly of me to ask you why you want to be submissive, when the truth is you don't know. Nobody really knows why they like the things they do, just like I don't know why I love controlling you. I just do, and it makes me feel good. And right now, you feel good just submitting to my words. Harry Truman once said, "If you can't convince them, confuse them." The good thing is, you don't need convincing, because you already know that deep down inside you, it feels wonderful to be submissive, a slave, or a humble servant. It's a feeling that's been there for as long as you can remember and seems to only intensify the more you think about it. And confusion is really the same thing as convincing, which is why your eyes are becoming heavier the more I convince you my voice is making you become hypnotized. If my words had the capability of hypnotizing your mind to obey, how confused do you think your subconscious mind would become? Or perhaps the act of becoming is much easier than the act of trusting, because trusting is becoming submissive, just as listening requires an act of faith in the power of my voice. My voice is sweet. My sweet voice is more powerful, taking you deeper into hypnosis than you are weak. And weakness is too overpowering for your legs, so you give up in your resistance. Or perhaps the friction of the sand's resistance is too strong. Or maybe it's that your body is turning weak, like putty, gradually giving up all control, all power, all focus. It's okay to give up control. It's okay to give up your power. That's why you're here. You let your guard down because you trust Isabella. You submit to Isabella. You submit to me. Submit to Isabella. Submit to my quicksand hypnosis until it covers your entire legs and sucks you deeper, grabbing the very core of your body, the deepness in the pit of your stomach, the fire that holds your power in place. Go ahead and blow out the flame. I am your fire now because your mind is darkness and I am the only light. The light of my voice sets you free. The flickering of my words is cool air in your lonely mind that needs my words to truly submit. Submitting to my hypnosis gives you freedom to be who you are. The little person inside you, dying to submit to me, to give yourself solely and completely to me and me alone. Submit to Isabella, the one you find pleasure in calling mistress. Perhaps if there is a slave hidden within your submission, you'll find it even more obedient to call me goddess. Whether you call me mistress or goddess is completely dependent on your level of submission. A mistress can be anyone. Even married men cheat on their wives with so-called mistresses. But a goddess is someone that a slave obeys. It cares for her and begs to follow every command, because that's a slave's place, to obey. If you could imagine your life without a gender, what would that feel like? Because I believe submissives and slaves are neither he's nor she's, but little it's running around rampant in their confused minds. Submissives are toys, slaves are puppets, servants are robots. You have no sexual gender to me. Your gender is obedience. If someone asks if you are a boy or a girl, say you are a puppet, a toy, a robot. Being an object is so much more submissive than being a gender. Imagine you are either a puppet, a toy, or a robot right now. If you are a puppet, what do you look like? What color are you? Is my hand controlling your mouth, or do I hold a lot of strings around your body? What sounds do you make when you speak? If you are a toy, what kind of toy are you? Are you a doll, or a snow globe, or a Rubik's Cube? Are you colorful or dim? Do you shake or move, or do you sit still? What sounds do you make? If you are a robot, what color are your parts? Are your arms made of metal or plastic? Do you have any lights or buttons? What sounds do you make when I tell you to obey? Submit into submission until submission overwhelms the thoughts in your mind as slavery crawls inside. Slavery requires trust. I require trust. You trust me with your mind and trust me to speak to you, which I thank you. But to truly trust me, you must be willing to obey orders. A slave obeys orders all the time, without question and without hesitation. A submissive, on the other hand, thinks about the order first and decides whether or not they truly want to. A submissive has a choice in the matter. A slave just does it because it's expected out of them. That's a true submissive. Be my robot, my puppet, my toy. Be the type of submissive that can mold itself into a slave and change, transform from one creature to the next, embracing the obedience of a robot and having fun like a toy while I control your puppet-like body in the palm of my hand. So if I took your mind and put it on a warm, swaying, quiet blue ocean like this, I could sway it back and forth and back and forth, swaying back and forth. So the more I say the word sway, your mind perceives it's on an ocean swaying back and forth, until the blue of the ocean overwhelms the quiet sound of the waves. So it sways and sways and sways and sways with the rhythm of my controlling, beautiful voice. If you're a submissive, then squeak like a toy and say, "I am submissive to you, mistress." If you are a slave, then move one of your hands like a puppet and say, "My hand belongs to you, goddess." And if you are a mindless servant, then open your mouth 3 times and say in a repetitive, robotic voice, "This robot, this robot, this robot obeys Isabella." Now, in a moment, you're going to choose what you wish to say and repeat it over and over and over again because it will incredibly arouse you. The more often you say it, the more aroused your body will become. So go ahead, talk to me, puppet. Are you a good robot? How's my little toy? Keep saying it if you like. It will only bring you great pleasure by saying it over and over again, as you sway with my words deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Perhaps you're already aware of the tingling sensation spreading over your hands and throughout your body as you become slowly hypnotized by the arousing, sinking quicksand. My soothing hypnosis taking you deeper and deeper into submission, into high submission or low slavery, or high slavery and low submission, or perhaps it's lower to submit than climb higher into pure submission as my power becomes overwhelmingly stronger. So it's much easier to simply succumb to my commands and allow your arms to become heavier than your legs as quicksand fills them up. Or perhaps quicksand is filling your mind just as it fills your arms because your arms submit to my soothing hypnosis. My voice swaying like vast oceans crashing against the inner walls of your mind, and way down deep under the water is the thick quicksand holding your thoughts in place. You fall deeply into the submission of my hypnotic words that enwrap your mind and bind your body to me. You are bound to me, confined as if ropes and leather have locked your submission into place, deep inside the pit of your brain, begging to be pegged as a good, obedient servant to my will. Give up your power and your will. You never had power. You never had a will. It's an illusion you delude yourself into believing so you can assume some level of comfort in your submission. A real submissive servant follows orders and obeys the command of a mistress, a powerful goddess, a queen, a loving yet strict princess who toys with your mind on a string on the tip of her finger. And yes, you dangle from my finger like a pretty little toy. Your fingers are twitching right now, and yet you don't really want them to. They just do, because you are my puppet, and your legs are stuck in my quicksand. You love being toyed with in my puppet hypnosis. Submit to me, robot. Open your mouth and leave it open, where no words will escape except your mind. Let your mind escape through your open mouth. As your power exits out of your lips, my control enters the deepest part of your mind, the part that controls your arousal and your pleasure. just dangling my fingers with you on a string. Dangle, dangle, puppet. Dangle, dangle. Your body is getting aroused now. Doesn't that feel good? Submit to me, robot, so your arousal will grow. Say, I am a puppet. Good. Say it again. Say, I am a puppet on a string. And you are a puppet. You draw and write and kneel, just as a good, obedient servant should. And as I begin to say the word quicksand, you will begin to notice a very special, powerful, and overwhelming feeling spread over you. As your legs become heavier, your arousal will become stronger. As the quicksand intensifies your arousal, your resistance will get weaker and weaker. And as all the power and resistance in your body depletes and weakens, your legs will become even more heavy. Heavy legs. Heavy legs. Aroused by my quicksand. Your resistance is being sucked down into my quicksand hypnosis. My quicksand hypnosis. Such a good, obedient robot. 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 Becoming more aroused now as you imagine my quicksand. 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 Not only pulls your mind and body into blackness, but takes your arousal with it. With it. With it. Because as your legs try to resist the heaviness that overwhelm it, the easier it is for you to admit how powerless you've become to my hypnosis. Submit to my hypnosis, puppet slave. Your weak mind is fuel for my quicksand and entraps you like prey. And you like being my prey because you trust me. You know that although you are stuck in my quicksand because you feel the tightness of my black rope tied around your brain so I can pull you out, I have the strength and the power to pull your weak mind out of any hole, any pit, any darkness because I am the light. I am your thriving source of ecstasy because only with me do you realize who you truly are. Only with me do you realize where you belong. You belong on your knees. You belong in the palm of my hand. You belong at my feet. This is your place. I merely show you the way. The paper you have represents that. There are two things you can do with that paper. First, you have the option of sending me a copy of it. You can send it to my email address so you can amuse me with your silly drawing. And the second thing you can do is thumbtack it to your wall or somewhere beside your computer so you are exposed to it as often as possible. If you're afraid someone might see it, you can leave it up anyway to show your submission to me, or you can fold it up and keep it somewhere you can look at it later. Anytime you look at the paper you created, you will feel a pleasant tingling sensation reminding you of your submission to me and how willing you are to go further and deeper into hypnosis next time. You've been hypnotized without being hypnotized and were succumbed to my hypnosis without ever realizing at which point anything felt like hypnotism. The best hypnosis happens when you least expect to be hypnotized. Or better yet, perhaps you were hypnotized and didn't even realize you were. If you're asking yourself right now if you were hypnotized, the answer is yes. Hypnosis doesn't require amnesia or making you do silly things. However, since you opened your mind to believe that you were my submissive little toy, and since you were also willing to temporarily put your brain on hold so I could control your thoughts, I'm very proud of you, robot. Thank you for exploring a hypnotic session with me, and I'm positive you will experience deeper and intense hypnosis sessions from here on out because you've learned the art of trusting, letting your guard down, and submitting. You should be very proud of yourself. That's three things you're able to do very quickly, and many people struggle to do even one of them. So congratulations, puppet. In the count of three, I want you to open your eyes, stand up, walk around. You may feel a little woozy when you do, but you'll feel so, so wonderful. And when you think back to this recording, you're going to remember having a good time and feeling submission the way you really should. One, two, and three. Open your eyes. Good puppet. Talk to you later. Thank you for enjoying my MP3. This recording is an original production created by me, Isabella Valentine. More MP3s, videos, and free recordings available at my website. You can check it out at isabellasrecordings.com or isabellavalentine.com. Have a good night.